CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. If you want to see the script, it's on the RSGB's own web page. This is GB2RS News. Good morning. It's Sunday, the 12th of June 2016. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB Legacy Fund, Exercise Blue Ham, Yorkshire 6 metre newsreaders needed. The RSGB Legacy Fund exists due to the generosity of donors, and the Legacy Subcommittee works with the board to consider and recommend proposals for its use. The fund currently stands at about £170,000, and it provides an excellent opportunity to support innovation and development. Its scope for proposals is deliberately wide, with the highest priority given to proposals focused on taking our hobby forward. There are currently 4 trustees, and the RSGB would like to make one further appointment. The term of office for trustees is 3 years, with a 2-term maximum. Most work is conducted by email and Skype. The RSGB would like to hear from members who would be interested in serving. RSGB President Nick Henwood, G3RWF, is currently chairman of the subcommittee and would welcome informal discussions, initially via email, to president@rsgb.org.uk. Applications by CV should arrive with the General Manager, Steve Thomas, M1ACB, via email to gm@rsgb.org.uk by the 31st of August 2016. On the 18th and 19th of June, the Air Cadet Organisation will be organising and running a military-style national radio exercise named Exercise Blue Ham. This will be one of the many events the organisation is holding during 2016 and 2017 to mark the 75th anniversary of its formation. Amateur radio operators are invited to take part with the cadets. The exercise will take place on the MOD 5 MHz or 60 metre band, and a significant part of the exercise will be on the section of the band that amateurs are authorised to use. The cadet stations will operate from noon on the 17th until noon on the 18th on specific frequencies within the band. These frequencies will be published live on the internet as the exercise is in progress, and amateurs are welcome to check the exercise website and call in, but only on the amateur band frequencies they are authorised to use. Details at www.alphacharlie.org.uk/blueham. Additional GB2RS readers for the 50 MHz service in Yorkshire are urgently needed. Any RSGB member considering this role must be able to access GB3WY. If you think this is a voluntary role you'd be interested in, please contact the RSGB manager, Ken, G3VBA, by email gb2rs.manager@rsgb.org.uk. Jim Bacon, G3YLA, gave an interview to the Paul Hudson Weather Show regarding tropospheric propagation. It'll be broadcast over the weekend and will be available on the BBC iPlayer for 30 days afterwards. Broadcast today, the 12th, are at 12 noon on Radio York and Radio Leeds, and 1 p.m. on Radio Sheffield. Then on Monday, the show is at 6 p.m. on Radio Lincolnshire. Milton Keynes ARS will celebrate 100 years since Alan Turing's birth with a series of special events using the GB2AMT, standing for Alan Matheson Turing. On the 16th and 17th of June, they'll be receiving multiple Enigma transmissions using CW from GCHQ's tent at the Cheltenham Science Festival. A special NOV has been issued by Ofcom for this occasion, allowing the encrypted transmission to take place. GCHQ will be transmitting using the callsign GB5AMT, and MKARS will be receiving this particular transmission using the GB2BP callsign. They will then be using at least 2 or 3 receiving stations in order to more closely imitate reception conditions as they were during the war. The messages received by each station will then be compared and collated at a central point and then fed into the bomb machine in Block B at Bletchley Park. The event of this part of the event will be transmitted by video link to Cheltenham, and the decoded message will then be sent back to Cheltenham using Twitter. MISCO YT7MPB will give a tutorial lecture on amateur radio communications related software and hardware and computer networks in education during the International Science Conference Computer Networks on the 14th to the 17th of June in Poland. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 12th of June, the 15th Junction 28 Rally will be held at Alfreton Leisure Centre, Church Street, Alfreton, D557BD. The venue has car parking availability and disabled facilities. There will be trade stands, special interest groups, and a raffle will take place. There's also a licensed bar. More information from Anya Lawrence, 0115 9307 322. Also today, the 12th, the East Sussex Wireless Revival will be held at Orwell Crossing Lorry Park, A14 eastbound, Nacton in Ipswich, IP10DD. There will be a talk-in station on S22 and car parking is available on site. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. and admission is £2. There will be an RSGB bookstall, a car boot area and a bring and buy. Special interest groups will be attending. There's a licensed bar and catering available. An HF station running GB4SWR will be on the air. Details from Kevin, G8MXV, 07710046846. South Lancs Summer Rally will take place on the 18th of June at Bickershaw Labour Club, Bickershaw Lane, Bickershaw, Wigan, WN25TE. The venue has disabled facilities and car parking on site. Doors open 9 a.m. with traders entering from 10:30 a.m. Admission £2.50. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy, and special interest groups. There's a licensed bar and catering on site. Details from Jason G0IZR 01942 735828. The 29th Newbury Radio Rally will take place on the 19th of June at Newbury Showground next to the M4, Junction 13. There'll be a talk-in station operating on S22. The venue has free car parking and disabled facilities, admission £2.50, and doors open at 9 a.m. Car boot pitches cost £12.50, and sellers have access at 8 a.m. There'll be trade stands, a boot car boot area, flea market and special interest groups, plus a demonstration marquee with display of amateur radio on the air. There are catering facilities on site. A raffle will be held during the event. Details from rally at nadars, that's nadars.org.uk. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, John W5JON/V47JA, will be active from Calypso Bay in St Kitts, IOTA NA104, as V47JA from the 14th of June to the 15th of July. He'll work the 160 to 6 metre bands, including 60 metres, using SSB. Send QSL cards to W5JON direct or via Logbook of the World. He isn't accepting Bureau QSLs. Kurt, DL9FBF, will be active holiday style from Style in the Inner Hebrides, EU008, until the 24th as MM/DL9FBF on the 40 to 10 metre bands using CW and SSB running 100 watts. QSL DL9FBF, either direct or Bureau. Bengt, SM7EQL, will be operating from Crete, EU015. Until the 16th, signing SV9/home call on the 30 to 10 metre bands, QSL SM6JSM, direct or via the Bureau. The northeastern contest gang will be activating Saaremaa Island, which is IOTA EU034, until the 17th. They'll be using ES0UG, mostly 6 metres, 4 metres, and 2, but also a bit on HF. Following this, they're going to participate in the IARU 6-metre contest on the 18th and 19th as LY2AAM from KO23. QSL for LY2AAM via DL3BQA. Fred PA1FJ is on the air as Sugar Victor 8/callsign portable until the 24th from Samos, EU049, with a QRP rig on HF using CW and SSB. QSL PA1FJ via the Bureau. Giovanni IU2HDO is currently active from Favagana Island, which is IOTA EU054, until the 1st of July as IF9/callsign. Special event news: members of the Virtual Amateur Radio Club will operate GB90QB for the Queen's 90th birthday celebrations using SSB and data on the HF bands, until the 13th of June, details qrz.com. Coulsdon ATS will operate GB2ER today, the 12th of June. Crystal Palace Radio and Electronics Club will be running GB6CPR today, the 12th, commemorating the 60th anniversary year since their foundation. Operation will be HF and VHF at 21 Overhill Way, Beckenham, Kent, and will coincide with a street party in the same road. The station will be accessible to the public. South Essex ARS will operate GB2BM from the Bay Museum, Western Esplanade, Canvey Island, SS80AY, on the 19th of June. Thurrock Acorns ARC will operate GB2DD from Stifford Pumping Station on the 18th of June. GB2CM will be on the air on the 19th from Thames Water STW, Basel Getway, Abbey Wood, London SE29AQ. Operating from 10:30 to 4 p.m, admittance is £8. On the 18th and 19th, Stockton and District ARS will be taking part in museums on the air from Hartlepool Hugh Gun Battery, operating GB0HGB using the 10 to 40 metre bands as well as 2 metres. During June, Mid-Sussex ARS will celebrate its 50th anniversary using the ex-president's call sign G5RV on the 17th of June from 7:30 p.m. at the Jack and Jill Windmills. Now for the contest news, the French DDFM 6 metre contest finishes its 6 hour run at 1600 hours today, the 12th, using SSB, CW and FM. The exchange's signal report, serial number and the 4-digit locator. Multipliers of French département and French locator squares. The second 144 MHz backpackers contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC today, the 12th. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. If you're intending to take part on the 3-watt section of the 2-metre backpackers, you might like to carry on for an additional 3 hours at the end to do the full 7 hours of the practical wireless event. The 2-metre low-power contest takes place from 0900 to 1600 UTC. Maximum power is 3 watts in the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The annual IARU ATV contest ends its 30-hour run at 1800 UTC on the 12th. The contest includes all bands from 432 megs up, and additionally the BATC will run an ATV contest on 71 MHz and 146 MHz at the same time. Full details and links to the log sheet at tinyurl.com/IARU-ATV-figure16. On Tuesday, the 432 MHz UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the 50 megs trophy runs from 1400 UTC on the 18th to 1400 UTC on the 19th. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Asian DX contest runs for 48 hours on the 18th and 19th. It's CW only on 1.8 to 28 megs bands, with the exchange being signal report and your age, while operators send OO. On the 19th, there are two events of note. The first is the Worked All Britain 6 metre contest, which runs for 6 hours from 0900 to 1500 UTC, phone only. The exchange for that one is signal report, serial number and WAB square. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator on 24, 47 and 76 gigs bands. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. This week saw mixed HF propagation conditions. We were right to predict a geomagnetic disturbance for last weekend, although the plasma hit the Earth right at the end of the National Field Day. This led to widespread aurora as the K index hit 5 and then 6. Propagation during field day was lackluster due to a lack of sunspots and the seasonal doldrums, but there's been some decent propagation and excellent DX this week. Andy M0NKR reports working 9 Yankee 4 Delta in Trinidad on 6 metres, possibly via multi-hop sporadic key, XR0YS Easter Island on 10 metres, which after careful examination was most likely F-layer propagation. This week the solar flux level is predicted to be in the ranges of 85 to 95, although on Thursday there's only one sunspot group visible. Geomagnetic disturbances due to coronal hole activity are predicted to remain at issue this weekend, with the K index possibly increasing to 4. Next week may also remain unsettled, with the K index predicted to hit 5 on Friday the 17th. We're now entering the period of 6 meter summer solstice short path propagation, when signals from Asia may be heard in Europe from over the North Pole. Stations equipped with 6 meters are encouraged to get on the band, as this plus multi-hop bradykey can bring some surprises. VHF and Up News propagation folklore has the first week in June high on the list of bradykey activity. Last week we had some fine bradykey, some excellent tropo to the north and gigahertz band rain scatter to the near continent. The northerly tropo coupled signals into the aurora, giving some remarkable mixed mode DX for the lucky few. Next week we may struggle to achieve any tropo of note, as low pressure is due to move into the British Isles. This will bring showery weather, ending the tropo spell over the North Sea. A new high to the southwest late in the week may allow paths to the south across Biscay and down past Portugal to the west coast of North Africa. There should be plenty of opportunities for sporadicy during next week. When weather elements are favourable, the principal elements are jet streams, and it's likely these will be located over the near continent as the weather turns unsettled. This could bring propagation towards the Balkans and round through Italy to Iberia. Remember that there are usually two main periods of activity, late morning and early evening, that very active events can last for much of the day. Daily jet stream forecast charts and sporadicy blogs are updated daily on the RSGB website forums. And that's it for this week from the propagation team. That's also it from me from Nottingham. Until next week.